Yo, welcome to Simply Bitcoin Live, our number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution with cover breaking news, culture, and matic warfare. We will be your guide through the separation of money and state. Today, we have a very special episode lined up for you guys. Coinbase, finally conceded, and they announced that they are going to, or the CEO specifically in a tweet announced that they are going to integrate the Lightning Network. There's a ton of implications for that because think about it, right? Coinbase, you know, whether you like them or not, personally, we're not fans. We like to stick to Bitcoin only, which is why we're huge fans of Swan.com. But, you know, they do have a lot of people using the Coinbase platform. We have the specific numbers for you guys, the amount of users that Coinbase has. So if they do integrate with the Lightning Network, it's definitely going to add a tremendous amount of liquidity to it. I think currently, like, it's in $150 million level. That's definitely going to increase. But also, not to mention the fact that, you know, because of market forces, I think this will force other players, specifically on the altcoin front, to add Lightning as well. And that kind of defeats a lot of the narratives, right? A lot of the narratives of these very, very popular altcoins. Now, in the culture segment, we have something very, very exciting, very close to my heart. And I think Max and Stacy have me basically 75% there. We have a very special guest for you guys who's going to talk about that today. So, Opti, why don't you introduce him and, we'll bring him on stage.
Yeah. Before I do that though, I really like the Freudian slip there, Nico.
No, it was totally on purpose.
I know it was,
but I was holding it in all morning. I was thinking about it. It's like, how do I do this? Con base.
Oh, beautiful. But yeah, hey, what do we say on the show every single day? The market forces of Bitcoin just continue to play out, and it's just beautiful to see it happen in real time. It took them long enough, but hey, I just hope it's more than just lip service. But anyways, we'll talk about this all day on the news or numbers. I don't know exactly which portion we're in, but in the culture, we got Jeremy from Escape to El Salvador, or El Salvador Visas on Twitter. And I'm super excited for this. We are definitely going to be talking about the El Salvador no tax on technology law and, you know, why you guys would want to go down there. It's beautiful. TLDR, it's beautiful. Anyways, Jeremy, how you doing this morning?
We got to bring him on stage, brother.
Jeremy, I thought you were going to do it.
Jeremy, how you doing, brother?
Doing well, guys. Thanks for having me.
Man, happy to have you. We're gonna dive deep into the shining country on a hill, if you could say that, El Salvador. And if you translate El Salvador to English, I think it's extremely fitting. It literally translates to the savior. So very, very exciting stuff. I'm so hopeful. While the developed world continues to head into this clown world type of living situation, I'm seeing El Salvador. I see hope. I see freedom. I see peace and prosperity. And I think as money continues to become more and more and more disconnected from reality, as they continue to print more money, they have no choice but to do so. I think this clown world will continue to accelerate and, you know, to borrow what Jeremy and I were talking about earlier on, I think you're going to see the rise of more and more sovereign individuals get to a point where they say, I don't know really why I'm dealing with this, and I'm going to leave. But you can only do that if you take your Bitcoin into self-custody, and that gives you the power to do two things, to vote with your wallet, but most importantly, vote with your feet. Ladies and gentlemen, let's start the show.
The Bitcoin Numbers,
brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse, because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today. All right, everybody, I also want to tell you about the biggest Bitcoin conference on the face of the earth. It's coming up less than 2 months. Bitcoin 2023, Miami Beach, Florida, May 18th through the 20th. You can use promo code SIMPLY to get yourself a big discount to Bitcoin 2023. Let's go through some of the speaker lists, shall we? We have Michael Lewis, author of The Big Short, Moneyball. You have Arthur Hayes, Michael Saylor, Alex Gladstein, Casey, creator of Ordinals, Jack Ballers, also known as Jack Maulers, Preston Pish, Stacey Herbert, Greg Foss, Lynn Alden, Matt Odell, Breedlove, Jeff Booth, NVK, Saifedean, Caitlin Long, Mark Moss, Dylan LeClaire, Pierre Richard, Knut Svenholm. Opti and I are on there as well. We hope to see you guys in the flesh, have some beers with you guys, give you guys some hugs, meet you in person at Bitcoin 2023. Promo code SIMPLY, get yourself a discount. At the time of recording, the Bitcoin price is 28,450. Sats per dollar, 3,515. Block height, 784,802. Reachable Bitcoin nodes, 17,096 blocks to halving, 55,198. Halving estimates, April 20th, 2024. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The halving is estimated to be literally a year away, year and 10 days away. It's getting closer. Total lightning capacity, 5,416 Bitcoin. Capacity value, $154 million. Realized monetary inflation, 1.76%. That is my favorite stat out of all the stats because it completely embarrasses fiat currencies. That is guaranteed to continue to go down. And remember, their target and an ideal in this magical world is 2%. We all know. I don't know if they'll be able to get it back there. Bitcoin will continue to embarrass fiat currencies and prove to the mainstream consciousness that money can work and can exist, that doesn't lose, that doesn't decrease in purchasing power. It actually increases in purchasing power over time. And that is what the peaceful Bitcoin revolution is all about. And the market capitalization of Bitcoin in the grand scheme of things, it's still a baby, $550 billion with a B. I want to pull up this thread by Luke Broyles. He's had some amazing threads over time. And one of the things that I always hear from people is I'm too late to Bitcoin. I think a lot of the logic behind that is because, you know, they unit bias, right? The reality is that Bitcoin is sitting pretty at 28,485. So a lot of people feel like they missed the boat. So they would buy something more. They would buy something like Doge, right? Why? Because they feel they can get more of that Doge. But just because you can get more of shit, does it equate it to Bitcoin, right? So let's go through some of this thread. I think Luke Broyles did a great job. And let's check it out. So he says, October 2010, quote, no way Bitcoin can get to $100. It is barely at 30 cents. This thread will make your day, psychology, price history, and where the value of Bitcoin goes from here. April 2011, no way Bitcoin can get to 1,000. It is barely at $3. Goes on, October 2011, no way Bitcoin can get to 10,000. Or $10, it barely made it to $30 in June and it is now back at $2. No way Bitcoin can get to 100,000, it is barely at 300. August 2017, no way Bitcoin can get to 1,000,000, it is barely at 3,000. April 2023, no way Bitcoin can get to 10 million, it is barely at 30,000 after crashing from 69,000. And then the question mark, no way Bitcoin can get to, holy cow, no way Bitcoin can get to 1,000,000,000. It is barely at 3 million after crashing from 16 million. The story of, quote, I thought Bitcoin at X price and sold it for 10X price is so classic. Most of us are still facing unit bias and thinking USD value of Bitcoin is increasing when in reality, the cost of everything is falling against Bitcoin. This bias will continue for some time. There's this famous tweet by Greg. I can't pronounce your last name. It says, I wish I had kept my 1,700 Bitcoin at 6 cents instead of selling them at 30 cents now that they're at $8. When it comes down to it, most do not buy Bitcoin because deep down, we know buying it is an admission we could have bought it much cheaper. Therefore, we don't wait. Come up with a silly reason why it'll go lower and I'll buy some. Sorry, pal, we're doing that. And here's another tweet says, well, Bitcoin has stabilized at almost exactly $14 a coin. I'm tired of waiting for a jump, so I'm taking the loss and getting my cash back. That's right. Someone tweeted that when Bitcoin was $14. We all want to feel like the smartest person in the world, so we pretend like we know better and that Bitcoin is dead slash bubble slash whatever. Instead, it is not better to just admit you weren't the smartest, but smart enough to change your mind. Saylor was smart enough. And this was a very famous tweet by Saylor. Saylor wasn't always the Chad Saylor. He wasn't pro Bitcoin. He said this was a tweet by Saylor from December 18, 2013. Bitcoin days are numbers. It's numbered. It seems like just a matter of time before it suffers the same fate as online gambling. Almost every human on earth will go through this realization described here. You're reading this happened to be some of the first. I'm too late. I'll buy it when it's down. Wait, it's designed to rise forever in terms of everything else. Exchange rate is temporary. If you think this is just mumbo jumbo, it's not. Go back and read. The internet is filled with people at various stages of this mental process, each slowly realizing it's designed to appreciate forever. Comical. People 10 years from now will look back at us similarly. So, I mean, dude, we completely agree. And this is a message that we try to hammer home for you guys all the freaking time, right? It's 21 million Bitcoin estimated. Actually, that there's 4 million lost. So it's really like 17 to 16 million Bitcoin that are actually, you know, available. The vast majority of which are in cold storage. I think the last stat that I read was it's like 1 or 2 million that are like actively available for trading. The rest are just held by hodlers. When there's 17 million of something, and it's divided by an infinite amount of the other thing, it's just like Greg Foss says it all the time. It's just math, right? If you had the opportunity to buy a portion of the future financial system, why would you not do so? It's going to be incredibly obvious in hindsight, but while you're living through it, it's not obvious whatsoever. And those tweets are a testament to that. Right. I remember Opti and I got in around very similar time, right? 2016, 2017. For the longest time, for $100 or like $50, you can get 1 million sats. It felt so great. Right. You know, I wish we could go back to those times in a way so that I could stack a lot more sats. Right. So, yeah, guys, look at the big picture. Zoom out when in doubt. And we are just in the very beginning. We are the infancy of this peaceful Bitcoin revolution that I truly believe is going to free mankind. And as time progresses, it's going to be very, very obvious. We say this all the time. I'm not being hyperbolic whatsoever when I say it. It is either Bitcoin or it is slavery. Slavery are the central bank digital currencies that the nation states want us to be on. They want to be able to maintain the privilege of being able to create money for free that everyone else has to work for. I do not want to live in a system. I don't want to use a money that another man can create for free. And that is why we Bitcoin. Opti, what's good, bro?
Well, we're starting Monday strong. I like this energy, Nico. I like the energy. But to your point, I don't know how many times I've heard I've missed the boat line when I try to talk to people about Bitcoin. It's really one of those like first level thinking of people. It's like, oh, Bitcoin's so expensive. Like, why should I buy Bitcoin? I've missed a boat. And what CK always say when he comes on the show and in general on Twitter, like Bitcoiners are not bullish enough. And I absolutely love Luke's Bro's thread right there. Like any amount of Bitcoin we hold today, as CK always says, in the future, most likely will be generational wealth. Like we just got to make it over the finish line with the sats that we hold under our control. And I think that's always like the thing we got to keep in mind right now is like, yes, continue playing Hungry Hippo with them sats, boys and girls, because you do not want to look back in time and be like, I wish I stacked more sats when you had that opportunity. But again, I think the true signal of that thread is the whole unit bias. You know, unit bias is very real. And it doesn't feel as good to buy, you know, 0.000350 Bitcoin instead of like 3,500 sats, or don't throw tomatoes, 350 bits. But I think this is why, and we'll segue this into the news segment as well, but I think this is why the Coinbase news will change everything, because people will no longer be confused by the unit bias of shit coins and thinking, oh, it's more cheaper, I can buy more coin, get more richer in time. And this is just something that as Bitcoiners have continuously been beating the drum and yelling at every exchange, like, when sats denomination? When are you guys going to stop trying to confuse the noobs out there so that they think they can get richer holding a shitcoin? So it's like the unit bias is a very real human phenomenon, a psychological phenomenon that we deal with in time or as we get into Bitcoin. Because, like, man, it just goes to show that in the past, everyone has the same regret. I wish I stacked more Bitcoin, and we definitely are not bullish enough. Everyone says the same thing right now. I'm hearing everyone say the same thing. Oh, you know, Bitcoin's never going to go up as much as it used to. You know, like, you've missed the boat. You know, you're not going to get rich holding the Bitcoin or stacking Bitcoin today. You know, like, that's just hopium, boys and girls. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I am still stupidly bullish. I stay stupidly bullish. As I tell everyone, I'm just bull-tarded. I stay bullish. I try to stay bull-tarded. Bitcoin is hope. And this is why, you know, I get excited every day to just continue talking about Bitcoin. It's like, I really don't think that Bitcoiners understand that the future or the past isn't going to be how the future plays out. It could be more, it could be different. You know, I hate to be the Bitcoiner. This time's different, but hey, I'm open to the possibility. Anyways, Jeremy, jump in.
I'm just excited that you're so excited, and it's definitely contagious. So thank you for sharing that message of hope.
Absolutely. And I just want to double down on that hope subject, right? So, you know, we talk about this all the time, and I always refer to NVK's handle because it is literally such a great way of describing it. The Bitcoin is deterministic optimism, right? Your purchasing power, your savings, your wealth, your time, your energy, it increases in value over time. And we live in a world right now where we live in a world, and I'm going to flip it. We live in a world of deterministic nihilism. Your purchasing power actually decreases over time, and that steals your ability. It takes away your ability to be able to plan for a future, right? Bitcoin gives you back that power, right? All of a sudden, you know, your savings grow over time without you being forced to be a part-time investor. Right. Like if you're, you know, a dentist or someone who makes a pretty good income and you want to just basically maintain your purchasing power, you're forced to become a part-time investor or even worse, outsource that to, you know, putting it in an index fund like BlackRock. Right. Or, you know, purchase real estate in the hope that, you know, it increases in purchasing power over time. That is crazy that we live in a system where you have to be an investor just to be able to maintain your wealth. That is absolutely absurd. I don't hear enough people talking about that. But anyways, everybody, let's get to the news. We have a lot to talk about. Let's check it out.
The Daily News.
The Daily News is brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Check out the brand new limited edition color, the transparent green jade. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air gap Bitcoin transactions, scan and display QR codes directly on the device, assign transactions, and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin. All right, guys, you guys know the deal. We are big believers in incentives. I think we're Bitcoiners after all. And I think this is a very big coincidence, right? You know, shortly after the SEC warned Coinbase of basically of potential securities charges, you know, isn't it interesting that Brian Armstrong said, hey, you know what? We might integrate the Bitcoin Lightning Network. Maybe it's a coincidence. Maybe I'm seeing something that's not there, but I do find it interesting. And I mean, that would be a pivot that Coinbase would be forced to do. Check out this article because a huge portion of their revenue does come from shitcoin trading, right? This is an article from last year, Bloomberg, and actually breaks down the percentage of trading volume by coin, right? So Q4 2021, 68% of Coinbase's trading volume came from shit coins. If you add Ethereum, it's more than 68%. Ethereum represented 16% of that. Bitcoin only represented 16% of Coinbase's trading volume in Q4 2021. So if, you know, the SEC case is successful, it's going to be very long and drawn out in the courts, right? It would make sense why, you know, someone like Brian Armstrong would at least try to make a pivot. And keep in mind, right, you know, there's a bunch of platforms, obviously our favorite, best place to stack sats is swan.com, obviously. But, you know, Swan and other platforms are proving that you can be a Bitcoin only exchange. So they didn't have to go this way. They chose to go this way. And if you live by the shitcoin, you know, you have to suffer the consequences, I guess. But anyways, here is the big news. Here's Pierre Richard. Pierre Richard, by the way, if my memory serves me correctly, played a big role in the of getting Kraken to integrate Lightning as well, right? So, and he says, and I think this is very, very wise, and I agree with that. He says, in the fullness of time, Bitcoin always wins. And here is a screenshot of the tweet by Brian Armstrong. And the Brian Armstrong tweet says, my tweets auto-delete after some number of months, so there is no search history. Lightning is great, and something will integrate. Well, you know, words are cheap. Actions, you know, are what count. Let's see if they do that. But again, you know, I just don't think it's a coincidence that they're getting pressure from the SEC, you know, for obviously selling securities and them, you know, potentially pivoting there. Anyways, let's see how much users Coinbase has, and also talk about market forces a little bit. We've seen this already, right? When PayPal announced that they were enabling Bitcoin and shitcoin trading, the big motivator of that was the success of Cash App, right? You know, at the end of the day, PayPal has to make their shareholders happy. And if they're looking over and seeing, you know, how successful Cash App is at selling Bitcoin, obviously that creates a lot of pressure on PayPal to enable Bitcoin trading. And then eventually it forced them to also allow withdrawals. And a very similar story happened with Robinhood. And I suspect a very similar story is going to happen with Fidelity as well, that I think it was like last month or a couple weeks ago announced that they're going to enable Bitcoin and shitcoin plating trading on their platform. But remember, it matters that these platforms allow people to withdraw, right? The peaceful revolution only works if you have millions upon millions upon millions of individuals holding their own wealth, and they do that by taking self-custody, because that makes it a lot more difficult to 6102 it. The reason that they were able to get away with the 6102 is because holding a large amount of gold is difficult. So a lot of people outsource the storage of gold to large institutions, which made it very easy for the government to just step in and say, hey, you know what? I know that was yours, but that's mine now. Anyways, so, I mean, the article says it itself. There's an article from businessofapps.com says Coinbase faces competition on the amateur side from Square's Cash App and Robinhood in the US, which both offer cryptocurrency trading, and Europe Revolt has started offering similar exchange services. But here's the part that I want you guys to pay attention to. Coinbase has 98 million users worldwide. 9 million people actively exchange every month, right? So it's 98 million people that are potentially going to have exposure to the Bitcoin Lightning Network. But if they have exposure to the Bitcoin Lightning Network, that kind of defeats a lot of the narratives by those shitcoins. Like, you know, because a lot of the narratives are like, look, Bitcoin is slow, it's a dinosaur, it's bullshit, doesn't do anything, whatever. And then here comes the Lightning Network out of left field, and it's like, it's fast as fuck, right? So it's just interesting how that plays. Look, again, once again, I'm going to keep reiterating this. We're seeing the market, I think, force Coinbase's hand here. I think they're being forced to do this. I don't think they want to do this. I think the motivations come from two fronts. Obviously, competitors are doing this. We know that Cash App, integrated Lightning. We know that Crack integrated Lightning. I know that Swan has plans in the future to integrate Lightning as well, right? So this is market forces doing what market forces do best, right? And I think they're forcing Coinbase's hands here, and not to mention a potential pivot because Brian Armstrong sees the pressure from the SEC. Not to mention Gary Gensler, we know for a fact it's come out. It came out in New York Mag, right, for the world to see. Everything other than Bitcoin is a security. The writing's on the wall. Now, that doesn't mean that Gary Gensler is going to get his way. It doesn't mean that the SEC is going to get their way as well. It still needs to go through the courts. But, you know, if they do get their way, Coinbase literally has to completely fucking reinvent themselves. And they have to explain to their fucking clients also that they've been selling them securities and that they've been selling them shit. And I think, look, that, you know, I guarantee that some people, a big percentage of people, you know, are buying shit coins because they want to speculate and, you know, they want to gamble in the hopes of acquiring more Bitcoin. But I'm pretty sure, because I've heard this before, and Coinbase does a terrible job at doing this, is that I think a lot of people equate a lot of these shit coins to Bitcoin. And Coinbase does not do a good job at differentiating the two, right? And we know that, you know, if we do want to separate money from state, that said cryptocurrency, which the only one is Bitcoin, needs to be sufficiently decentralized in order to withstand the inevitable attempt by the state in order to try to co-opt it, right? I don't think any other cryptocurrency comes close, right? Since Ethereum moved to proof of stake, we know that the vast majority of validators are run on AWS servers, right? They're not even run by individuals. And that is in stark contrast with how Bitcoin works. Anyways, Opti, what's your take on this? And then we'll get Jeremy's.
Well, wait. Hold up, Nico. I thought Lightning was just vaporware. I thought no one was using it. Obviously, guys, I'm being sarcastic here. And to the point that we were making the numbers, you know, again, unit bias is a bitch. It really does mess with people's view of how cheap Bitcoin really is. And also, you know, like Bitcoin is MySpace. It's so slow. You know, 10-minute settlement times, even without the Lightning Network, is incredibly fast when you consider how the traditional financial system works. But yet, we have instant settlement with Lightning. So love to see the market forces at work. You just love to see that Bitcoin incentive still works. And to your point, like right when we were thinking about this and the show was starting, it really made me think and consider that I think Coinbase is kind of shitting their pants right now. You know, considering all the regulatory crackdowns and everything that we're seeing right now, I think that's definitely one of the main reasons that we are starting to see Coinbase pivot. I mean, are they going to actually pivot away from shitcoins? Highly doubt it. Brian Armstrong has basically, you know, made his bed and he will have to lie in it. But again, what was those numbers? 98 million users potentially onboarded on Lightning Network. Like, wow.
Right, getting
like,
exposure to Lightning.
Yeah, exactly.
Having the ability to use Lightning.
That's still amazing. You know, it's still delete Coinbase, but they still have a large market share. And it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out and see if this is much more than just market forces. You know, how long will it take for them to actually deploy this? We won't really know. But hopefully before the next bull run starts so that people can actually on a fair have a fair take on Bitcoin and Lightning and what is actual innovation in the space versus basically, you know, falling for the marketing fraud of shitcoins. Anyways, you know, Lightning simply works and you just love to see innovation force the hand instead of central planners. Like, it's almost like Bitcoin incentives still work, guys. It's almost like we're still winning.
Bitcoin's incentives are literally unstoppable. And this literally, that's why we win. I say this all the time, right? The CBDCs, it's going to require coercion, right? It's going to require forcing people to use a money that they don't necessarily want to use. We're not here because, you know, Satoshi is like, yo, you got to use Bitcoin or else, right? We're here because of Bitcoin's incentives. And I think over time, as more people wake up to that reality, you know, I think it's an inevitability that, you know, people wake up to the fact that Bitcoin is just simply better money. Anyways, Jeremy, what are your thoughts on this? What's your take, brother?
Well, so I've had the chance over the last several years to talk with a lot of people who are taking their first steps in the crypto world, right? And they're trying to understand what it's all about. And they come with a lot of preconceived notions about what each of the different coins on offer, if you're talking about what you can see when you log into Coinbase, they have their own ideas about what each of them can do. But but really very few of them have actually tried to do anything with the coins that they have in that account, right? And so it's been my experience talking with new people that you need to get them to do a Bitcoin transaction. They really need to see the steps in order to have that light bulb moment for a lot of people anyway. And so I think it's really encouraging what Coinbase is doing because, like you said, 98 million customers, right? And several million, what was it, 9 million monthly active users. A large percentage of those people are going to try to make a Lightning transaction as soon as it's available. And that's going to accomplish two very important things. Number one, people are going to have the opportunity to actually see Bitcoin in at work when they haven't maybe in the past. That's going to turn them into a believer. And number two, it's going to strengthen the resiliency of the Lightning network in a huge way. Because obviously network effect is very important with Lightning. And as Coinbase attaches to the Lightning network and starts pushing payments through all of those channels, it's a positive reinforcing effect. Liquidity gets pushed out from Coinbase, and everybody benefits in that game. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I hope they do it sooner rather than later.
100%. Great 100%. Points. Anyways, everybody, we win this peaceful revolution only if you take your Bitcoin into self-custody. But if you take your Bitcoin into self-custody and you write down your seed, you got to write down your seed properly. And you definitely don't want to write down your seed on paper. You want to put your Bitcoin seed, your generational wealth, on steel. And there's no better place to do it than the BitPlates. It's easy to use, hard to destroy. BitPlates Domino are designed to preserve Bitcoin wallet backup seed phrases, passphrases, made from highly corrosion resistant 316 marine grade stainless steel, and offering the ultimate protection against extremes of temperatures. And we have a promo code for you guys. You could use 10% off all BitPlates products using promo code simply. Don't put your backup seed phrase on paper. Put it on steel. Get yourself a BitPlate Domino. Anyways, everybody, let's get to the culture. We have a lot to talk about. Let's check it out.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today. All right, guys, I also want to tell you about Swan's new offer. Bitcoin is generational wealth, and you could secure your bright orange future with the Swan IRA. Real Bitcoin, no taxes. Swan offers both traditional and Roth options to best fit your needs. Create your IRA and start adding Bitcoin in less than 1 minute. Transfers and rollovers are available. Swan's Bitcoin experts will get you set up with no transfer fees and no minimum balance requirements. This is real Bitcoin, not ETF or other derivative. Get the real thing and get it at Swan. Go to swan.com/IRA for more details. And of course, if you have any doubts, questions, concerns, feelings, you could always hit me up. My personal DMs are open on Twitter, and I'll be happy to answer any of your questions. Anyways, Opti, what are we talking today? What are we talking about today, brother?
Well, we got Jeremy from escaping to El Salvador, and I think Nico's been doing the ongoing joke on this channel for a while now that if things get more drastic, we are probably going to move Simply Bitcoin to El Salvador. And Jeremy, you hit us up the other day. We were covering the technology, no tax law, so we will get into that. But first, I think we can kind of start the conversation with kind of what we were saying in the beginning before we started recording. How easy is it for people to escape to El Salvador? And what's your thoughts on all this?
It's far easier than you might expect. Basically, most people from most countries can just get on a plane and come to El Salvador. They don't have to pre-authorize their visit. There are a few countries where there's an exception to that rule, but most people can just come here and see what it's all about, and there's no need to plan too far ahead. There's plenty of infrastructure available for tourism, so you don't have to secure your hotel room or anything of that nature beforehand. You can just open Airbnb or look at hotels.com or something like that the day of, and there's plenty of opportunity in the capital city. And 45 minutes away at the beach. So there's a lot of things to do and see here as just as a normal tourist. And then once you have had a chance to really experience it, you'll see that what you've been reading in the mainstream media isn't actually true.
Yeah, we've definitely been covering that about the corporate press is hell-bent on attacking El Salvador, a tiny country. But before I go on, are you currently in El Salvador right now?
That's right. So I'm based out of the fifth floor of the Bitcoin Embassy in San Salvador. I've been here for about a year and a half now, and absolutely love it.
How have you, since you've went down there to now, what's the improvements that you've seen? Like, how has it changed in that short amount of time?
The thing that really impresses me is that there aren't any contraindications for the direction of the country. In other words, I was very encouraged by the passage of the Bitcoin law. It spoke to me as a Bitcoiner, but it also spoke to me as someone who was feeling very important about liberty and freedom in this world, and that's something that's in short supply. And since I've come here, everything that has happened has just pushed us closer towards that goal of being a haven for liberty. So I've been able to see crime go from very, very high to very, very low. I've seen investments go from very, very low to very, very high. There's been increases in the infrastructure around education, around healthcare, logistics, basic civil infrastructure. It's been very encouraging all the way around.
Love to hear it. And just to clarify, I know Nico and I and you, we're all Bitcoiners, and sometimes we try not to read into things, but we have the very real idea that we can kind of pinpoint El Salvador's improvement to the Bitcoin law. Would you think it's a fair assessment to say that the reason El Salvador has been able to turn this around is because of them adopting Bitcoin as legal tender?
Okay, so no. I think that it's very important, but I don't want to be hyperbolic here, right? For most people, the major change in El Salvador is the change around just daily safety. It's difficult to imagine, if you're coming from a developed country, exactly what the average person in El Salvador has had to endure for the last 30 years. But changing safety changes a lot of things. And yes, I think it's very, very important that we've passed the Bitcoin law, but I see it as a corollary to the goals of the country and not the causative effect for the changes that we've seen in such a short period of time. I do think that long-term, the impact of the Bitcoin law will be historical in nature, and it'll definitely serve as an example for the rest of the world for generations to come. But let's be realistic about what's actually been changing on the ground. And that has been taking back control of the actual territory of El Salvador from basically a criminal cartel that had been having it in a stranglehold for so many years.
Absolutely love it. Absolutely love some sober Bitcoin takes. Okay, let's get into this technology law, no tax on technology. So can you maybe give the people out there the TLDR, and then you can jump in and take it wherever you want to take it?
Right, so I think that the best way to start this conversation is to understand what President Bukele's vision for the country is as a whole. And I think the best way to understand that is to go back and look at his public statements around Bitcoin City. It's my belief that what he would rather have, if he could just, sign a piece of paper and have it be done, is to create a government where revenues are generated through value-added tax. And everybody is treated freely and fairly, and we don't have the types of oppressive regressive taxes like income tax or property tax or, capital gains or estate taxes, wealth taxes, none of that, right? But it's really hard to change a country midstream, right? Because obviously we have a legacy tax system and it's in operation as we speak. And so there are significant revenue flows that come into the government from the traditional income taxes on individuals and corporations. And you can't simply flip a switch on that. It has to be transitional. I think that we can look to the situation around Bitcoin City and the technology law as visions of what the future will hold. And that's how we transition there. We're going to take individual pieces of the economy and switch them over to this new preferential tax regime and slowly get everybody onto that board of that future vision.
Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. Okay. How about we can talk about, I see Nico does have something pulled up. So if you want to bring that in, Nico.
No. That's not.
Oh, something different. Okay. All right. Jeremy, what is Escape to El Salvador? What is El Salvador Visa's, your Twitter account? And I do have it over here so we can pull it up a little bit. What are you working on? And I do have one more question in the chat that I'll bring up, but what are you working on, Jeremy? What are you doing down there?
So Escape to El Salvador is a professional services firm that's designed to help sovereign individuals relocate to El Salvador. We have an in-house team of attorneys that specialize in residency, business, tax and import. We have accountants and auditors. We have executive assistants and support staff. And we also have partnerships with real estate agents, architects, engineers, developers. Basically, we try to offer a full spectrum solution to anyone who wants to come here and live legally and transition to becoming a Salvadoran citizen and participating in the build out of Bitcoin City.
Love it. Yeah, we have someone in the chat that says you helped them. How many people have you, without doxing all your information, how many people have you helped move to El Salvador?
So I'd rather not say, because several
Perfect.
People
say less. We're good to go. All right, Nika, if you have a question, I know you had some questions off air. I don't know if you want to say them again.
Yeah, but, no. I'm gonna end it like this, and then we'll
transition. Wait. No, before we transition, Yellow wants to know: is it true that in El Salvador you get a free pupusa with arrival?
I'm sure that someone will get you a pupusa. There's no problem with that. Love to share.
Yeah. So I'm going to say my bit and then we'll transition to the meme review. So look, what we're witnessing, right, is in my opinion, the theory of the sovereign individual is playing out. Right. I think as developing countries, developed countries, better said, they continue to have these crazy large expenditures and they have no choice but to print, right? The US deficit is $1 trillion basically every year, meaning they spend $1 trillion more than they collect in tax revenue. As time progresses, just paying the interest payments alone is going to be unpayable, right? And the theory of the sovereign individual is that in the developed world, it's going to end in, you know, a fiscal catastrophe, right? And as that plays out, those governments are going to have no choice but to try to squeeze more and more and more and more out of their citizens. They do this either by raising taxes directly, but they can only do that so much without literally, you know, starting a revolution, or their favorite mechanism, which is the hidden tax of inflation. I think what you're going to see as the years progress is you're going to see more and more and more people, especially Bitcoiners, saying, hey, it doesn't really benefit me to stay here anymore. I'm going to go to a friendlier jurisdiction, right? So we have, you know, Jeremy on today, right? Escape to El Salvador. We have our friend Katie the Russian also doing something very similar with Plan B Passport. So I think as time progresses, Bitcoiners are those sovereign individuals, especially if you're taking Bitcoin into self-custody. But before we move on to the meme review, I want to tell you about MicroStrategy World. It's going to be in Orlando May 1st through the 4th. Definitely don't want to miss it, especially if you're thinking about, if you are a company and you're thinking about how to integrate Bitcoin into your business. This is the conference for you, not to mention the 3rd and the 4th day, May 3rd and May 4th, MicroStrategy basically, from my understanding, they rented all of Universal Studios Florida. They booked the entire Universal Studio for attendees exclusively. Super, super badass. May 1st to the 2nd, it's a software analytics conference. May 3rd, it's the Bitcoin for corporations. May 4th, it's Lightning for corporations. They have some pretty awesome speakers. Of course, Chad Saylor, Elizabeth Stark, CEO and founder of Lightning Labs, Jack Maulers. You have Jan Pritzker, which is the CTO of Swan. You have OB, CEO and founder of Fetty. Look at these panels, they're crazy. Lynn Alden, Jeff Booth, Preston Pish, right? So it's going to be absolutely crazy. You know, they're going to have a party at the Ice Bar. Definitely don't want to miss this. Like I said, if you are a company or you're an executive and you feel, you know, insecure on how to incorporate Bitcoin and Lightning, you definitely don't want to miss Bitcoin and Lightning for corporations in Orlando, Florida, May 1st through the 4th. Anyways, everybody, no more delay. Let's get to the meme review. Let's do it.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by Kaboom Racks. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is Kaboom Racks. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRacks. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. Kaboom Racks.
Kaboom Racks. All right, guys, you already know this is the meme review. You guys watch every other portion of the show just to get to the meme review. Continue to tag me in the memes on Twitter. Continue to tag me in our Telegram group. I am pretty sure it's t.me/simplybitcoin. It might be TV. I forget. Anyways, make sure you continue to make the memes. Get the calls of action out there.
Our Twitter is at SimplyBitcoinTV.
Not our Twitter. It's our Telegram, bro. Oh, I don't know our Twitter.
T.me. I'll pull it up. t.me/SimplyBitcoinTV.
Okay. It's also a TV. See, I remembered. Anyways, put truth in art. Continue to ridicule the corporate press. Continue to make the funnies out there. Continue to get the information in bite size, palatable, chewable sizes so that the Zoomers out
breaking,
there
can breaking also get new, the breaking news, breaking news. Bitcoin has broken 29K. We're sitting at 29K, $56 Bitcoin. Whoop, whoop. Mind you, this is after all of the attacks by the White House, the Presidential Economic Report. The honey badger don't give a flying fuck. Anyways, Opti, it's all yours.
Well, hey, let's be honest. It's pumping because Simply Bitcoin is live. So everyone is stacking sats right now.
Simply Bitcoin is live, and we have Satoshi Nakamoto in the live chat. Yellow is in the house.
Let's go. All right, boys and girls. So this is a meme review. Tweet to the bullets. Memes are the artillery. We are in an information war, as we saw this morning by the corporate press dropping some new hot Bitcoin mining FUD that I am pretty sure Nico will devour tomorrow. Anyways, let's get into these memes. This first one is by Eric Voskel. Highly recommend you guys follow him on Twitter. It is at Evoskule on Twitter. And he goes, Satoshi's idea, use proof of work to resist taxation of money, which otherwise funds really stupid ideas. And he's got this really great model here. It looks hand-drawn, and he goes, two industrial-age titans theorize how to mitigate kinetic warfare. 1921, Ford's idea, turn electricity into financial information. 1900, Tesla's idea, energy battles between intelligent machines. Fast forward 100 years, develop machine code, computers, and software, and we got ones and zeros, and we got ASIC mining machines, and it's a perfect bow tie of Bitcoin. This is the way. If you know, you know. This next one, shouts out to Justin Orkney. He was on the show, I think it was Friday. No, it was Thursday, at JOrkney5 on Twitter. And he goes, I guess Texas just doesn't get it. Hashtag Bitcoin mining. And we got the classic bell curve here. We got me and Nico over here on the left side. Bitcoin mining is good for the grid. And we got the midwit over here. Bitcoin mining is bad. All in on Senate Bill 1751. And it's just the Texas midwit. And then we got all the awesome Bitcoiners over here that are countering the legacy FUD, one would say making memes and spreading the information. It goes, Bitcoin mining is great for balancing generation and demand, increasing reliability, monetizing infrastructure, and providing jobs to rural America. As I will get in tomorrow, we are seeing that the corporate press does not care about facts. They only care about emotional arguments. So this is why we ridicule them, because you gotta, you know, What's George Carlin always say? If you tell people the truth, you better make them laugh or they will kill you. This is where we are right now.
What?
It's a George Carlin quote. Go look it up. Anyways, the next meme is by at @RD_BTC, and it goes, in total disbelief, hashtag Bitcoin. And we got a meme here, and it goes, the Bitcoin is dead crowd. And we got Matt Damon here, first halving. He's looking concerned. Second halving, he's looking concerned, but a little older. Third halving, he's still as concerned, but getting a lot older. And the fourth halving, he's an old man because Bitcoin never dies, and keep the Bitcoin obituaries coming. Anyways, this next one is by Pierre Rochard. Shouts out to Pierre Rochard, legendary Bitcoiner. He is at Bitcoin Pierre on Twitter, and he goes, FedNow is great product management. Release a minimal viable product and iterate towards the vision. And we got the meme of frogs boiling on the stove in water. And it goes, FedNow is not a CBDC. And we got Heatmax, 2020. It is them trying to boil us in hot water.
Wait. Yellow, how'd you get in here?
What?
Wait, breaking. We got yellow. Wait, hold on. How'd you get him in here so quickly?
Malaka.
Yellow's here. Yellow's here.
Isn't this a kitchen? Where's your fridge?
Oh, okay, is that he's at your house?
The reason he's always at my house, bro. He eats all my food. And he kind of smells like Dijon mustard. It's very strange. So the reason Yellow's here is because Yellow is Satoshi. He is the Bitcoin CEO. Yellow, why did the price of Bitcoin pump to 29K? What's going on?
Yeah, we're going to go to 33 and going to chill there for a little bit. 33K
by July?
No. Like this week.
Hey. If you guys know, Yellow did call the absolute bottom and called the bull market. So if he says 33K by this week, then you already know.
Dude, obviously, dog, he's Satoshi, bro.
Okay. All right. This next meme. Sometimes I just like to put screenshots in the meme review because they are memes and they do spread the message. Anyways, if you guys saw over the weekend, I think it was Thursday. Daquan came out, or it came out that Daquan sold a large portion of his Luna assets for Bitcoin, and the South Korean prosecutors can't touch it. It's almost like Bitcoin is unconfiscatable. Anyways, Mr. Hotta goes, tale as old as time, and he's got a screenshot here of June 25th, 2019, and he goes, altcoins are created to take your Bitcoin. We say this every single day. If you know, you know. Stay Bitcoin only. This is the way, boys and girls. Anyways, this next meme is by Lucio Paletti, and I really like this one. I know everyone throws tomatoes at me because I am an Apple user. Some would say Apple fanboy, but hey, it simply works. I like Apple products. Anyways, he goes, think Bitcoin, and we got a play on the Steve Jobs meme marketing material from Apple, and it goes, think Bitcoin, and we got the Apple logo.
What color is the Apple logo?
Honestly, I don't know. Is it orange and yellow? I don't know.
That's right. Opti's colorblind. Okay. it is yellow and orange. Why is the Bitcoin logo yellow?
Yellow Satoshi.
Yellow Satoshi.
Okay. Anyways, it's Steve Jobs with what's the mask, Nico?
The Guy Fawkes mask.
Guy Fawkes mask. There you go. See, he knows because I'm pretty sure he has one. All right. This next one, me, I try not to put my own memes in here. Because I feel like it's cheating, and I'm trying not to just put my stuff in here on the show. But I saw this quote over the weekend, and considering everything that's going on, considering that what we cover on the show consistently, I just thought it was a very fitting quote, and I put it into a meme form. I just put some laser eyes on Ben Franklin, and it goes like this. He goes, "Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God." It is a quote from Ben Franklin, and I just put laser eyes on Ben Franklin because I really do believe that as Bitcoiners, all we are really doing is rebelling against the tyrants that are trying to steal our rights away from us when all we want to do is save in something that is not designed to steal from us. Anyways, drop your meme review score in the chat as we cover our scores live. And we will review them live as well. Anyways, Nico, my score today. I don't know if I've seen this, but we got some tweezers. This is how I avoid a unibrow.
Nice.
Yellow is sitting on my lap uncomfortably, and
is cloning real? How does Yellow in two places at once?
He's everywhere, bro. He's everywhere. I have no idea. I've been trying to kick him out.
I'm 221. You can buy 220 of me. Yay!
Wait.
Oh, yeah, Yellow. Why don't you give a shout out to the sale that the Meme Factory is doing?
Nah, I don't want to.
Oh man. All right. So my meme score is yellow is sitting on top of me. Yellow, what's your meme score?
Okay, do you know those new 3D printed from crypto cloaks for the miners, for old miners that they transform them to heaters?
Space heaters.
Space heaters.
Yeah. Yeah, now from those guys comes the new thing. It's the miner hair dryer thing.
Jeremy.
Do you have an old miner and you want to reuse it? Just put a thing to hold it and a bigger fan and your hair will be drier.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Satoshi. Anyways, Jeremy, what would you give those memes?
10 out of 10 across the board.
Hey, okay, let's go. Okay. Throwback score. Let's go.
I like it. Anyways, before we get to reading the guest scores, I want to give a very shout out to our clothing sponsor, Opti, and I wear the merch every single day. You guys could go check out representltd.com. Where is the thing? I can't find it. Opti. Here we go. Representltd.com to get the merch. I'm wearing the Simply Bitcoin camo hoodie. Opti is wearing the Bitcoin merch. It's all sold out, but don't worry. I talked to them. More Simply Bitcoin merch way.
Nico, also, I didn't tell you, so I'm going to do this live. We have a few lady friends that want us to get female themed Simply Bitcoin Bitcoin merch. So we got to make sure.
It's true, man. It's true. We got
Bitcoin is for everyone.
Yes, it's inclusive. We messed up there, bro. Okay, so we're gonna rectify it. We're gonna try to get some lady friendly. Simply Bitcoin merch. It's on the way. Also, check out all the other merch on their store. It's really awesome. You can use promo code simply-bitcoin. Get yourself a big discount. Representltd.com. Anyways, everybody, let's get to the meme scores. But before, cue the epic music. All right, McLovin, I give the memes an army of laser-eyed honey badgers hell-bent on gobbling up all the fiat into currency into the Bitcoin world. Yellow, could you do me the honors and read that score?
Yellow hosting the halving party in El Salvador 2024.
All right, next one, Opti. Next one, Opti. Yellow.
I give the memes all the yellow and orange fruit in my fridge.
Next one, Rope, Yellow, it's all you.
Oh, this is the guy that wants the female t-shirt things?
Yeah, definitely.
Skip that one. Skip that one, Opti.
I didn't read it.
Not friendly. Not friendly.
One more.
HODLcoin, I give the memes a seed plate and 9mm ammo. Protect yourself. Very, very nice. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. Opti's really got to read the scores.
My bad.
Anyways, thank you so much for joining us another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. I want to give a special shout out to our awesome guest, Jeremy. Thank you so much for joining us today. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
Check us out online, escapetoelsalvador.org.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Jeremy. Really appreciate it. And of course, the one, the only, the legendary, the Bitcoin CEO, Yellow. Thank you so much for joining us during the meme review. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
I'll be around.
Yellow will be around. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. Really appreciate it. If you enjoyed the show, you know what to do. Smash that like button. Consider subscribing if you feel like we provided you value. But the number one thing you could do to help push the peaceful Bitcoin revolution is share all Bitcoin content. Don't be exclusive. Share it all. That's how we spread the peaceful Bitcoin revolution. We will win this thing. Anyways, if you want to hang out in the after party, we're continuing Ace Spaces all the way until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are holding it down with our friends over at swanbitcoin.com. Best place to build your Bitcoin stack. Shout out to the best producer in the game, producer Jacob. Love you all. And we will see you tomorrow for another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live.